We are gathered to remember the most important moment in history. This meal is a reminder of the sacrifice that Christ made for us. He submitted to the cross so we all can be forgiven and united with God. With this purpose, this meal is meant to draw our attention to Jesus. And as we focus on Christ during this time, we may experience a range of emotions, from grief and sorrow over our sins to joy and gratefulness for what's been accomplished. But as we do this every week, we may find it difficult to focus on these things. Our minds may wander to something else. We may get distracted to what's happening around us. We might still be in the process of waking up. And since we do this every week, we may just get used to the routine and forget what this signifies. And I don't know about you, but I know that I've been guilty of these things before. And I say all of this to remind us that we can be eating this meal in a way that displeases God. So as we prepare our minds to eat from this table, let's be reminded that what we do in this moment matters. If you have your Bible, join me in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul wrote this letter to the church in Corinth to address multiple problems. And one of these issues regarded how they were treating the Lord's Supper. Now, there was multiple problems with how they were treating this moment. Instead of coming together as a church to partake, there was a social division within the church. The rich were eating while the poor got nothing. And also during this time, this sacred meal was being treated like a common meal. They weren't eating to remember the Lord. They were eating to satisfy their own hunger and thirst. Some were even getting drunk during this time. So Paul emphasized in this chapter that this meal stopped becoming about the Lord and more about themselves. Follow me in 1 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 23. Verse 23, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Since this meal was established by Jesus himself, he commands us to eat and drink in remembrance of him. We have a certain mindset during this moment. We are reminded of our greatest problem and what Christ went through to solve it for us. And as we remember his sacrifice, we remember that we are forgiven of our sins and given the gift of grace, but we also have hope that he is going to return for us. So after reading this passage and reminding ourselves of what this meal means, it's clear that this meal isn't a common meal. It's a meal that serves the purpose of placing Christ at the center of our focus and worship. During this time, as we eat this meal, we praise and honor our Savior. Paul continues starting in verse 11. Verse 27, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27. "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord." Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. This passage is an honest reminder to us that we can eat and drink, but do so in an unworthy manner. We can fail to think about Christ during this moment. We can become careless in this act and treat this as a common meal. We can so easily lose focus on what we're doing in this moment. We can even show up to worship and our hearts and minds are set on other things besides the Lord. All this to say, we can fail to please the Lord during this moment. So to prevent ourselves from doing any of these things, we must come ready to eat from the Lord's table. As we partake, we please the Lord by remembering what Christ went through for us. But this is also the time when we examine ourselves in relation to his sacrifice. We are reminded as we eat and drink that he died to take away our sins. He died because we failed. And for this reason, we must come to the table with humility and reverence. But during this moment, we also reflect on how we've been blessed by the Lord. He died so we can be forgiven. He died to give us grace and mercy. And through this, we are given a new life and a restored relationship with the Father. For this reason, I see no other reason why we can't come to the table with a joyful and a grateful heart. So every week, when we gather to eat this meal, let's come ready to remember and please the Lord.